Usually when we talk about a medical diagnosis, there's this expectation of precision, like engineering almost.
Right. It's very binary. It's comforting.
Exactly. Like you break your arm, the x-ray shows that jagged white line, and the doctor just points at it and says, "There it is, broken."
Because we like things to be visible. I mean, we like suffering to be easily categorized and, you know, cleanly treated.
We really do. But then you step into the world of neurodevelopment, of deep emotional trauma, and suddenly that x-ray machine is completely broken.
Oh, completely. You aren't looking at a bone anymore.
Right. You are looking at the human spirit. And today we are looking at an incredibly heavy, really vital blueprint that attempts to map out that exact terrain.
It's a tough map to read, too.
It is. We're doing a deep dive into excerpts from Dr. Lintore Fortuyn's ebook. It's called Emotional Wholeness and Deliverance: Practical Ministry to the Brokenhearted.
And what is genuinely fascinating about this text, and honestly a bit confronting, is its central premise regarding that whole murky landscape of the mind.
Confronting is a good word for it.
Yeah, because Dr. Fortuyn argues that unhealed emotional wounds, they don't just sit dormant.
Like they don't just fade away with time.
Exactly. Time doesn't heal them, distraction doesn't heal them. The text posits that these wounds become literal, open doors for spiritual oppression.
Wow. Open doors.
Right, meaning true freedom actually requires treating both the emotional wound and the spiritual infection that that took advantage of it.
So whether you are a counselor, or maybe you're someone actively leading a ministry, or just a person trying to understand your own hidden scars,
Yeah.
this deep dive is going to lay out how this text bridges clinical psychological healing with biblical spiritual deliverance.
It's a really comprehensive framework.
It is. So let's unpack the baseline the author sets up first. How does the text even define being whole? Because, I mean, most days, just getting through my to-do list without a breakdown feels like wholeness to me.
Right, yeah, that's survival. That coping mechanism is really the modern secular definition of wholeness, just functioning.
Getting by.
Yeah, getting by. But Dr. Fortuyn explicitly states that emotional wholeness is not just the absence of problems. It's not just the ability to endure stress.
Okay, then what is it?
The text defines wholeness as the presence of God's peace, which biblically is the concept of shalom.
Shalom. And shalom isn't just like quietness, right? It implies completeness,
Yeah.
structural harmony.
Exactly. Think of a building. A skyscraper isn't structurally sound just because it hasn't, you know, collapsed today.
Right.
It's sound because its foundation, its load-bearing walls, its internal systems, they're all operating exactly as designed.
That makes a lot of sense.
And the text centers this entire concept of structural integrity on the biblical view of the human heart. It points directly to Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.